What's going on, everybody? We are coming to you live from Farmington Hills, Michigan at Take a Chance Records. I'm Will, a.k.a. Siren. We got Nate over here.
Yes, sir.
And this is a Take a Chance podcast. Fuck! Podcast. I had it. God damn it. Podcast. I was feeling clean, too, because we got an audience.
That's the thing.
We got an audience today, so in my head, I'm like, I'm going to hit this bitch clean. They're going to be like, wow, he's like professional. Then I messed up.
we had a good little... talk before camera started rolling, but today we got Two-Face. Thank you for coming.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
appreciate you being on here.
Gotcha.
Just kind of jump into it though. Tell me a little bit about like your upbringing, where you're from, what were you doing as a kid before music came into play?
From Detroit, Michigan. I don't stay in Detroit no more. I stay out here, burbs. Like, feel me? Growing up though, like, I ain't gonna lie, it was a lot of bullshit. Like, growing up with this nigga. I should have low-key brought like all my brothers just so you could see like what I'm talking about. But like growing up, I used to be with him a lot. But like my first few years, Pops wasn't there. Like my first, I think it was like 2-3 years. I don't know. He know like off the back of his head. But mama really like raised me like first 3 years. Then Pops came home, turned shit up, feel me. Okay. Did what he did.
You were, we talked a little bit about football before we started rolling.
Hell yeah, football.
Big football fan?
Hell yeah, I'm a football fan.
What you think of the Lions?
Yeah.
It's a touchy subject sometimes.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, like, they did their shit this year, but they came up short, I ain't gonna lie. I was sick as hell, but I'm hoping they can turn some shit up this year for sure, like, next season.
Yeah. I think they might win, bro.
You think
this was our year, bro.
I disagree. Right.
That's what I say. Like, I disagree. This was a year
it's hard to get
blew,
back. We went and got so much better, bro. We got so much better.
Got way better. That shit crazy. But, yeah, like, growing up and shit, I always liked football. Like, I couldn't, like, I ain't started really playing until, like, middle school. But I always, like, went to games. Like, my uncle, he used to coach football. He used to coach my big brother and shit. So I used to always be looking at him, watching him play and shit like that. And I always just wanted to, you feel me, like, go out there.
Yeah, I feel you.
My pops ain't want to even throw me out there like that.
Yeah.
He always, like, safety first type shit. Like, you might get smacked or some shit like that. That's how he was thinking. But, like, middle school, I started playing and shit. I ain't get a lot of PT. I ain't going to lie. I ain't get a lot of PT. Coaches used to talk shit about me. But I used to be, like, on bullshit, too, though. I can't lie. And I think that's really why. Because I had talent. Like, I love football. I used to go to the field, everything.
Yeah.
But it was like me, like, not being on time for shit. I used to be late for practice and shit.
That's what it is.
Like, looking back on it, like, you're saying, like, you deserved it.
Right, I deserved that.
Like,
shit.
Bro, that's what I try. Like, I coach basketball now, and this is what I try to tell these kids. Like, bro, like,
like,
yeah,
you gotta
I get it.
Show up. You got to know. You got to want to. You got to like, you got to want it, for real.
Yeah.
Like, the coaches see you being
late.
Yeah,
we're assholes.
Like that.
We know. Like, we get it. Right. We know.
That shit like, be crazy as hell. It's like, you don't pay attention till you get older and see, like, the real responsibilities and shit. Like,
yeah.
Gotta be on time for shit. Like, even when I be coming here to record, bro, like, I hate taking chance. Like, man, we, like, running this da-da-da late. Like, damn, we late. Like, it be fucked up. I don't like late shit, but.
How old are you?
18.
Okay.
So legal.
Are you still in high school right now?
Nah, I just graduated.
Okay. Hell yeah. Congratulations.
Damn. Thank you.
When did like music come into play? What motivated or like inspired you to start making your own music?
My little brother. My little brother. I'll never forget, 9 years old. My mom, we was getting ready to move to the burbs type shit. She bought a MacBook, like a computer. Like not the laptop but the computer. Apple computer or whatever. And then you know how they got like the photo booth and shit on there. Man, when I tell you my little brother, he started like recording himself on there. They was like used to be just playing music in the background, and like we had a shit set up like on the couch and shit. We used to be jumping on the couch, wrestling, all just all type of crazy shit. Like, and the shit still exists. Like the video is still there and shit. But he's like just started playing beats and shit. He like, we come rap. Like I used to see him like trying to rap. He used to be saying like crazy shit, but he used to be like he wanna rap. So it was like, I'm a big brother, you feel me? I'm like, why not? So I used to just hop on that bitch with him. And I was still young as hell. Me and my little brother, we 3 years apart. Yeah, I was 9 years old.
Damn.
So he like 6 years old in front of the computer, putting on these beats, recording himself, just saying anything that come to his mind. Like, Like, I'll never forget, we had this little habit of being like, you already know, and then just say, da, 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 like, whatever. Mm. Like, you already know something. Like,
I'm going to be honest. One of my best friends, whenever he even tried to freestyle, he would go, you already know. I swear to God. Yeah, shout out Cheeto.
So, what made you take it to the booth? Or, like, when did you take it to the booth?
Man, I just started actually taking it to the booth, like, I'm not going to say last year. I'll say my junior year in high school. Mm-hmm. I started on Band Lab, though, and I met my mans, Butch. Like, I already knew him from middle school, but we locked in, like, during the quarantine shit, like, once we came back to the schools and shit. And he was, like, showing me his music and shit. I'm like, man, I tweak on that bitch. Like, and I started, like, getting on there, writing shit. And that was his thing. He the type, he like, freestyling. And I wish I had him with me, too, but he, like, freestyling and shit. But I'm on the other side of things. Like, let me write some shit so I can actually take the time to, like, you feel me, think what I'm finna say. All this little shit like that. And, like, the more I started making that shit, it was, like, I started getting attached to the mic. And then I started going through shit, like, dealing with shit. Like, my grandma passed. All this crazy shit was my senior year. Like, that shit was crazy. Like, a lot of shit happened. Like, lost my cousin. His cousin, too, really. But, like, it was just crazy as hell. And, like, it was just, like, damn, I don't know who to vent to. All this shit like that. So, it was, like, I just started really putting that shit in the music. And it's, like, this shit it. And I'm like, I'm relieving this shit. Cause it's like, when that shit be therapy, stuck, bro. Yeah. Right, it's like therapy. Like, that shit be in you. And it be like, how the fuck I want, like, how I'm gonna express this shit.
So you write everything, though. I was gonna ask, like, how your studio process goes. Are you, like, punching in anything? Or, like,
if I'm doing, like, features and shit, I fuck around freestyle. But I ain't gonna lie, I stack my plan, like, every time I stack, like, probably 10 to 15 songs, and then I just come to the studio, I got them already, and we just, like,
knock them out.
Hell yeah, knock
them out. You said you started your junior year?
Yeah, like,
so you just
not like, that's when I started, like, actually, like, having songs, like, where I'm on the mic rapping, like,
taking it serious,
like, taking it serious, okay. Just having songs to play, like, in the car type shit.
Like, overall, have you been doing it
since you was 9? He said,
since I was 9, that's like, I've been rapping, right? I've been learning how to I started learning how to rap at 9 years old.
Damn, crazy,
yeah. So it was like,
I've been doing it for a minute,
hell yeah,
that's crazy.
If but it was a gap. I ain't been, you feel me? I ain't just been,
I feel you,
going there. Yeah, I feel you. Years trying, you feel me? But it was a big ass gap. And mm-hmm. then I started, like, feeling it, cause the, you know, Instagram, social media and shit, just see everybody, oh, y'all rapping, like, shit, I know I can rap, you feel me? Yeah. So I'll be like, why not?
So I wanted to ask you, since you write everything pretty much, did you have, like, a, I don't know how to, talent, or did you enjoy just, like, writing in school, like, growing up? Like, did you always have, like, the creative mind behind it, like, telling stories or, like,
that, you know, I ain't gonna lie, and that's why I say, like, practice makes perfect, because, like, the more I write, the more ideas I come with. So, like, when I was first rapping, and I still do it now, like, I mostly be shit talking, and anything I say, like, I'm gonna let people know this now, because people probably, like, I don't know what people be thinking when they listen to my music. Yeah. When I be rapping, bro, I be shit talking, like, everything I'm saying not true. But it, like, you can really tell, like, on the certain songs, like, you know, them ones that's like, this probably true. Like, you don't know for a fact, but you like, this, right, it got an actual story. Like, I actually tell some stories type shit. Like, I got some crazy unreleased shit, like, and people probably listen to it. I done show certain people, they be like, bro, this your best song, da da da, like, because I'm actually, like, talking about, like, expressing that real shit.
Yeah.
But I like shit talking too, because it's like, it's so much wordplay in today's time, like. And I got a big ass group of people that can rap. Like, I was just telling you, like, Kid, Jay, all them, like, bro, we all that ass creative as hell. Especially Jay, he a motherfucker when it comes to shit talking. He the reason why I really hopped back in that bag for real, like, with the rapping and dropping, like, on all platforms type shit. Cause I wasn't even doing, I was just on Bandlap. I was fucking around with SoundCloud every now and then, you feel me? Mm-hmm. But I actually started taking that shit serious.
Yeah.
So I'm on all platforms now, and one text me, like, stay on that shit, brother. Like, don't do this, don't do that. Like, just keep on doing this, you feel me? Like, making sure I'm going right with it, feel
that's
me?
Dope.
Hell yeah. So what's your schedule looking like for 2024, like, upcoming music?
Man, that's the craziest part. Like, right now, I just been having, I got a bunch of songs stacked up right now. I ain't gonna lie, I got hella songs unreleased. I'm ready to drop my project. I'm not gonna lie, I'm ready to drop my first little tape, cause I ain't dropping no tape, no nothing. I just been dropping these singles. Okay. I'm ready to drop some shit where they like, see how I'm trying to show off my versatility for real. Like,
yeah,
I got you.
Yeah, cause it's like, a lot of people don't know. They say talk is cheap because I'm always on my social media trying to like hold it down, be like, let me be patient with it or whatever. Because I done seen people like rush shit and then fuck up. So it'd be like, I'd be trying to take my time with it.
Yeah.
Not too much tease it, but like let them know that something good coming type shit. Like,
you consider yourself like a perfectionist?
Nah.
Nah?
Nah.
Nah.
And that's the fucked up part because it'd be like, I can't keep doing this shit. Like, I don't got enough people watching me to even want, you feel me? Like,
yeah.
be caring for me to be teasing that shit. But it'd be like, that's what I got to do. I got to just keep that good mindset so I don't forget about it.
Consistency.
Right. It's consistency.
Hell yeah. What would you say for the people that don't know, like, what are some of your favorite drops? Like, if you had to recommend a song to go check out for someone watching this that doesn't know who you are.
Zooted.
This is the one you wanted to touch on, right?
Yeah. A lot of people. And a lot of people, like, my first drop, like, when I actually started taking it serious and dropping on all platforms, I dropped a 2-song little tape thingy. Yep. It was, like, two songs on there. It's called Warm Up and Eternal. I didn't like the Warm Up song, but everybody said that bitch hard as hell. So it was like,
I swear, it'd be your favorite song.
It'd be crazy as hell.
I do not like this. And you show the people, they're like, bro, this is hard.
Exactly. Yeah. But, bro, that, I ain't going to lie, that'd be the motivation because it'd be like, if y'all fucking with it, bro, I love that shit. You feel me? You like it, I love it. Yeah. Like, on some shit like that.
I was like, damn, okay, I was tripping.
Because at the end of the day, it's still me. So I wrote this shit, all this shit. So I can't too much not like it. You feel me? It's like, you like it, I love it, for real.
Y'all should have heard this shit before, the shit that he recorded before he dropped. Reality Check?
Nah, that bitch
fire.
We still play that bitch in the car, and it's literally not even up.
That's
not even
a year or two old now?
Like a year, for sure.
Fire.
Shit crazy.
You said a part one, part two, right?
Yeah, the Zooty, it got a part one and part two.
Okay.
I don't fuck with part two, but I think a couple people like it. I can't really tell, but you can like, I'll be looking at the streams and shit, and I'll be like, nah, they not fucking with this one for real.
I feel you.
But, because I ain't gonna lie, when I drop, you know how you can put like your music on your posts on Instagram and shit, like on your story. So I'd be like, when I drop, I just play the whole song through damn near and just post it on my story so they can feel me. Like, don't tap for no reason. Like, show you what you finna listen to type shit.
Yeah.
So play a little song.
Do you ever get like a creative block or like a writer's block? And if so, how do you overcome that?
What you mean by that?
Like, do you ever just hit a wall? Like, you know, just you can't think of anything to write. You're just like, I don't know what to do.
I ain't gonna lie. That shit didn't happen. That shit happened all the time. I ain't gonna lie.
But how do you overcome it?
I just really start thinking about other shit. Like, most of the time, if I lose my shit, like, I, like, start thinking about, like, all right, let me make somebody flow.
Because
I ain't gonna lie. I got this creative idea in my head of, like, making a tape called Let Me Use Your Flow. Because I got so many of these songs where I'm using other people's flows. And that's where I say what I say about my versatility, you feel me? Because I can make some shit, make be like, damn, this shit, feel me? Like, and they be like, they be even knowing, like, some people be knowing, be like, this person's flow, and they be right on, like, they be knowing. So it'd be like, when I run into that creative block, like, that's it. Like, I start using another flow. Or I just try to, like, give it a couple days. Like, I try to go off, like, the current, like, of what's going on in my life, all that shit, like, not too much, but just enough to make the song that.
I was gonna say, that's what a lot of people say is they just say go live life more, you know, just experience more. Because like,
you gotta let time be time for
sure. I feel like, you know, like you ran out of things to say, like everything that's on your mind, like it's gone now, so you just gotta go live something again.
You can't, and that's why I say, like, with the shit talking, like, yeah, I can shit talk it now every now and then, but it's like, You gotta cool down on that shit. Cause at one point you keep making that same little shit. Listen to me, like, you talking about the same shit.
Yeah.
So it's like,
I was gonna just ask you, like, what do you think your biggest weakness is as an artist? Like, something you know you could improve on or want to improve on in the future?
Ooh. I ain't gonna lie, when I be in a booth and I be recording, I always like, everybody tell me to punch in, and I don't be punching in. I just like, I won't go the whole song without punching in, but I just say like hella bars and then stop and then start again. But like, that's probably one of my biggest ones. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I could think about some other shit, but right, instantly come to my head, that's one for sure.
Yeah.
Just hopping into that shit. Like,
it's such a talent,
dude. Right, especially when you into the song, bro,
in the moment,
especially when you into the song, because that'll fuck you up the worst. Like, you be like, I'm about to run this bitch. And then I'll be having my brothers in the booth with me and shit. So I'm like, watch this. I'm about to, you feel me? Yeah. Start, and then they'd be like, nigga, punch in. Like, and I'll be
just,
like,
it's just that, right, cool, like, feeling in the moment. I feel like, right, you know, it's just what's on your mind at that time. So
exactly.
Like,
and then right, the vibes and the state, like, we always make sure the vibes is there before gotta anything. Right. The vibes right, gotta be there.
Gotta be.
Why do you think we sat here and talked 15, 20 minutes before this podcast?
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
If you could make a collab album with any artist in the music industry, who would it be and why? Who knows? They might run across this. Could come true.
That's low key a crazy one.
No, for real.
That's low-key a crazy one. I ain't gonna lie. I never thought about that shit.
I mean, there's some names up on this wall.
Yeah, you can get some inspiration
right
if you want.
Right.
A couple of them might be sus now, so we don't know.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I'm just saying, damn, we don't know. When this episode comes out, we don't know what other info will already be out by then. So. Yeah.
It couldn't be Drake.
I don't think it's Drake.
And say, like, right, like Lil Wayne or like.
Ooh.
Nah, I wouldn't even say Lil Wayne though, cause it's like, when I think about that shit, I want to make sure I'm thinking straight. You feel me? Cause it's like,
very particular.
Right, very particular. Like,
what about Cole or Future?
Cole, I say like probably Kendrick Lamar, cause I ain't gonna lie, I feel like I could learn some shit. And with the, like I said, with the music shit, like I don't like I like shit talking, of course, but it's like I don't like keep on putting that shit. I wanna.
Kendrick's smart as fuck.
Right. He's smart as fuck. You feel me?
Different, yeah.
And I know as an artist, I got to start reading more because I read, but I don't read as much as I should. You feel
Tupac,
me?
I remember I saw a show where Tupac
was still alive. That's who I do it for real.
Tupac was showing Biggie like all these books that he reads. Tupac's like, bro, there's levels to this thug shit. And I was like, he was like reading the thesauruses, getting
hell
new
yeah,
words.
That
and
read,
shit.
That read
crazy.
Get you right. And like when my pops first heard my music and shit, like he was saying the same shit. Like he don't like all. Like I understand why he don't like the negative energy. Cause my thing is with the music, I didn't got to the point where I just be saying all this negative shit and people be hearing it. Like when my family hear it, they be like, no. Like they don't wanna hear they nephew, they grandson, or you feel me? The son, all that shit. It be like, so they be hearing that shit and they be like just seeing how they be reacting, it be like, I gotta get this shit better. Like I gotta, you feel me?
You're thinking like more outside the box.
Right, more outside
like
the box.
Expand your sound.
Cause
like
that shit talking, like most of the time I be like, sometimes, nah, I ain't gonna say that's where I express myself, cause sometimes I really express myself like when it's not shit talking, but it could be some violent words.
Yeah.
I could be saying some shit and it'd be like, damn, like you gonna, but it just be me like how I be feeling in the moment. Like,
yeah.
You know, and it'd be, it's crazy cause I really be trying to control it, but it'd be like when you writing certain shit, you write a bar and then you'd be like, that wrong with that, but let me see how you feel me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna maneuver that shit to say it.
Who would you want to produce that album with Kendrick?
I ain't gonna lie. One of my favorite producers, and he from the city, is Helluva.
Yup.
That's who I like. I like Helluva. Cause I don't even really know too many producers, you feel me? But when it do come from
talking to one,
right. I ain't gonna lie, and I've been locking in with Chance. I ain't gonna lie, like coming here now, me and Chance, we've been building chemistry. So
yep.
Depending on like you feel me, where we stand at that at some point like that, if something was like that was to happen, you feel me?
Yeah,
I would do Chance, cause Chance is getting he. The more I come here, the more he like he mastering my sound and everything. That's I be liking that shit, cause he just sent me some mixed shit the other day and that shit sound great. Like it's like
there's a new
Chance,
sauce,
bro.
There's a new sauce.
It's Chance like got the secret sauce and ain't none of you bitches gonna know what it is.
No,
but Chance
real
got that secret sauce.
Shit, Chance beats up like me and Chance be having some deep ass conversations like either before the session or after that bitch.
Dude, he just took the sound to a whole new level.
We got
bro.
The secret
yeah,
formula. We stole it from Mr. Krabs.
Man, that's awesome.
Yes.
That sauce is crazy.
That shit is crazy. I'm not gonna lie, cause he was telling me like how he be making, like, mixing and shit. And he'll find, fuck around, find out how to do some new shit he never even knew he could do.
Yeah.
And, like, shit like that, that'd be good.
He always says that. He's always learning. I tell
that, like, that Pro Tools shit, that shit look like a fucking, that shit look like a maze, like a.
Facts, 100%.
That shit look like, that shit look crazy. Man, I'll fuck around and cry if I had to, if I had to do that shit, like.
That's how I feel about FL Studio, bro.
That shit look crazy.
Yeah, that's how I feel about FL.
We're getting better at it.
But once he tell me how long he been doing this shit and all that shit add up.
Yeah. You see how quick he is, bro?
Exactly. Like, he don't even got to be looking. He's looking straight at the screen. He just...
That's,
and I'm you know, I got the window in the booth. I'm just looking like,
bro, you could say some complicated ass shit to him. Be like, yo, go into the bar and cut the, like, the last, like, four words, and then, like, have it fade in. And he'd be like, gotcha.
Got you. Oh, God. Like, that shit be perfect. Crazy. Listen, I swear to God on it. Go ahead.
That's the definition of 10,000 hours. Literally. The for definition. Real, bro.
Literally.
For really?
The workflow is crazy.
Said for really?
For real.
All right. My favorite question.
Uh-huh.
5 dinner guests, dead or alive. Doesn't have to be, you know, any artists in particular. It could be anyone. Comedians, actors, comedians, like
anybody I know.
Anybody. First of all, what you guys eating and who's cooking?
There we go. That's the real question.
That's the good one.
There we go.
I'm not going to lie. We eating soul food.
Granny gotta cook that though.
And my auntie cooking that shit.
Okay.
I wish KJ was here. Cause he already know what I'm talking about. My auntie making it. She a chef. Like, she know how to cook and all that good shit. So especially like when it comes to desserts and shit.
Mm.
Yeah, my auntie on that. For sure.
So who's sitting at the table with you guys?
Now at the table. Damn. At the table, I ain't gonna lie, I wouldn't be able to finish my fucking plate if I said Drewski. Like, that nigga funny.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, I don't think we've heard
funny. Like, he's, I'm surprised too.
That nigga's funny.
Bro, hilarious.
That nigga is funny.
Alright, we got Drewski.
Drewski. This nigga for sure. I ain't gonna lie, just because of the shit. Like, we be thinking about some shit at the same time. We be like, bro, like
telepathy.
That's it. That's exactly what it is.
Him for sure. My pops. I'll say my pops. At my pops here, cause he'll start, he'll get a conversation going. He'll start asking you something, but like, more like the shit that matter.
Yeah. And the in depth shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Deep comments.
For real.
Shit. Wizzo. Wiz Khalifa. I ain't gonna lie.
Taylor gang.
Yeah. Wiz Khalifa. Cause, you feel me? After that. Or before that, for real.
For real.
Blow Woodward, bro. For sure.
Last one. Last seat at the table.
Gotta think hard about this one.
Damn. I'm trying to think, cause it's like, it's only so much that happened at the dinner table. Like, you gotta have somebody that's gonna make you laugh.
It's called a cookout with 5 people.
Oh, cookout with 5.
It's just like the whole gathering. It's not just a dinner. It's not just a meal.
It's like you're just hanging out.
Yeah.
On some shit.
Talking to each of them. You get to talk to each of them for like a good amount of time.
Damn.
Ooh.
Dinner with Jay-Z or $500,000? No.
No. Dinner with Jay-Z or your dad.
500K, man. I ain't gonna lie. I thought about that shit, but now I just think about it simply as 500K. But nah, I say, I'm trying to think about like any females that's like, that be like, you feel me?
Females that be what?
Nah,
females
that be what? Hell nah, hell
what you mean?
Like,
ice.
I know, yeah. Females that be
that
what?
That'll hold a good conversation. Like, nah, I ain't talking about none of these.
Oh, you I feel you.
Let me excuse
would
my.
Would you want her to be like a, like, are you saying like a celebrity or
right,
like a
rapper? Celebrity or like a,
would you want her to be a rapper?
Like,
I think
say
Doja
like,
Cat is cool as fuck.
Man, what?
I love
that's
Doja.
That's so
I
random.
Love Doja, bro.
I be hearing about her. I be seeing shit. They be
I
saying
just
she
think
works
she's
with
hard,
the devil.
Bro. She can spit.
They say she works with the devil.
Doja can rap, bro.
I'd probably say like Coi Leray. She seemed like. From what I see on her Instagram, she seemed like she'd be a good person to have a conversation with.
Well, that seems cool. Yeah.
Corey Lurie.
Hey, tap in with me on the
that
grid.
Was random. It sounded random as hell, but hey. I say Corey Lurie.
That's a good answer.
That's a good table.
Yeah, it is.
All right, who are your personal favorite top five artists of all time? Any genre?
man, this crazy. Cause,
oh, it's been dying. So,
I ain't gonna lie, I fuck with Dirk heavy as hell.
Okay.
Dirk be saying, he be saying some shit. Like, for our generation, nah, he be saying some shit for sure. I like 50 Cent. Like, okay. And not even as just a rapper, but I like his story and shit like that.
He funny, bro.
Yeah, he funny as hell.
He been posting, doing this Diddy shit, bro.
That ice bucket challenge is the funniest thing ever.
His beef with Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, that's what
I'm talking about. And I swear to God, that
me for
what you say, but
Nelly fucked your friend, baby, on Melissa.
50 Cent, Dirk, like Kanye had that shit growing up.
Before he went insane.
I don't even call him.
Okay,
I was about to say he's not even insane. I don't even call him insane. I fuck with Ye.
He'll come out when
that.
He needs to. If he's politics out, he's with his wife or he's on
politics
stage.
Is a motherfucker.
You know, like
they'll make it seem
good
like
morning,
some
Kanye.
Shit.
The media is always spinning.
The media, right? The media is just. That's why, like I told y'all, like I just downloaded Instagram back today for y'all. Just you feel me? Just lock in that shit.
Just leave him alone.
I got off that bitch because it'll fuck your mind up in so many ways, bro. Like. It'd be so crazy.
My favorite.
I'm a finish listing them, but then I'm gonna tell y'all about that. Cause yeah. It's like that shit crazy. But Ye, Dirk, I fuck with Youngboy, of course.
And 50.
He probably where I get my shit talking
from.
Yeah. Not my shit talking from, cause I really get my shit talking. I'd say from like Flint rappers increased my level of shit talking. I'd say.
I get
like,
you.
Like on how good I shit talk.
Yeah.
Cause they like. Face, baby face, E. He, man, what? That nigga hard. That nigga hard. That nigga be talking crazy.
He just got signed, didn't he?
Yeah, he just got signed.
He just signed, what's it? What was it? It was like a partnership with like Atlantic Records.
Okay.
Something like that.
I thought I saw something about it.
But, yeah, I say Youngboy, that's. How many?
Four.
Then, like, on the singing side of shit, like, for real. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I can't. Let me do six. Like, six.
The six.
It gotta be five.
Six man off the bench.
Yeah, gotta be
not,
five.
Not how it works. We done five.
Cause I say, like, when it comes to that singing shit, so many people, like, I say Mary J. Blige. I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna say Mary J. Blige.
It's a good
answer. That's a legend. So Mary J. Blige, 50 Cent. Young boy,
Ye and Dirt.
Yeah, I tried to mix it, like get it all
respect.
In the mix.
That's
for
a good,
real.
That's a good top five.
Yeah, no, I like that.
Yes,
yeah. Mary J. Blige,
be a crazy sample beat.
Yeah,
Mary J. Blige sample beat, Kanye and Young Boy type beat.
That's crazy. Hey, my man just did a Ye sample type beat. I forget what the name of that song is, but it's like, hey. That bit.
Hey. I'm living in hey. What song is that? What's that called?
I'm living in the 21st
power. Power.
Yeah,
power.
I've been messing with a lot of his new shit. Like more than I have. I've liked
hey,
Kanye.
That album with Ty Dolla $ign was crazy.
Carnival.
And it's hell like yeah. Everybody. Don't we got a song called like Everybody?
That didn't drop. But it was like Backstreet Boys reference.
I heard it.
Everybody.
I actually just sampled that the other day.
Dog, that bitch is so hard. If that drops in the May one, because apparently there's supposed to be another one coming in May of another like Vultures or
whatever it's called.
Yeah.
I think I did hear that.
Yeah. If that's on there, it'll go number one so fast. I'm calling it.
Probably.
Shit.
If Backstreet Boy okayed it, like if Kanye paid him like $5 million, I bet they would okay it.
Yeah.
I don't think it'd take that much.
No.
I think
deep, but on certain shit, I just be
paying
like,
$5 million for somebody to okay a song. I don't know. I really can't say that's crazy.
That's $1 million for each person, though.
But yeah,
the group.
Yeah.
But I was saying, like, with the
social media.
So yeah, with the social media, bro. I had to get off that bitch because it's like, with the shit I got going on. And I know I'm not gonna go into detail. You feel me?
Yeah.
I don't like put my shit out there for real. But,
I feel you.
Like that shit, like, bro. It had you looking at like you follow certain people. Certain people got this or this better than you, or it could be anything, bro. It could be anything. It could be the smallest shit, I swear to God. But whether a motherfucker say he don't pay attention to it or not, he pays attention to it. He probably don't let it go over his head or let it get to him, but he pays attention to it for sure.
Yeah.
But a motherfucker, like, looking, following all these celebrities and shit, and they posting all this shit they got, they posting with these chains, all this money and shit, it fuck you up. And it's really an influence on the generation nowadays, because, like, they be, like, you feel me? Posting with mm-hmm. the guns and all that shit, all 100. That shit. That's why I had to get off of there, because I caught myself fucking up, like,
for real,
with a lot of shit. And I can't be like that. Like, I like to be low key with shit as much as I can. And, but with the rapping shit, I know it come with a little, you feel me, a little crowd that around image. You, anything.
Yeah, that image too.
Right,
yeah,
that image, any of that. My pops, like I say, my big shout out to my pops, bro, because he give me, like, man, he gave me some gems, bro.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
for real. that's my preacher, for real. But he was saying, like, motherfucker gonna want to test you when you putting all that shit out, talking all that shit. I'm like, I'm already knowing, but right about now, I ain't even gonna hold you. I'll be staying out the way.
Yeah,
I make my money, stay out the way.
I feel you.
And that's really what it is in today's time, because it's like motherfuckers just be doing crazy shit that ain't even, like, motherfuckers be saying they gangster and shit. They do some crazy shit. Be like, that's not gangster. You just out here loose. You a loose cannon. You feel me?
Yeah.
I'm like, you crazy. You not, feel me? So it just be like, I just stay out the way, make my money, bro. Take care of who I love, all that good shit. Like,
hell yeah.
That's really what matters at the end of the day. You got to think about it.
For real.
Yeah.
That's all you got. Is
right.
Family,
you,
at the end of the day, man.
At the end of the day, all you got is you. But,
okay,
you feel me? You got your family. You got your family, though. But that shit not promised. You feel me?
Yeah.
Ain't none of that shit promised. Because I know a bunch of people out here, they ain't even fuck with their family. You feel me? They don't even fuck with their family. Literally. And they be fucked up. But I pray and I be grateful that I fuck with my family. Like, my family, we tight. Like, we tight through all the ups and downs. We tight as hell.
That's good.
It should be crazy. And I think, like I said, I think about that shit. Because one thing I pay about loyalty, like, I got high emotion for my surroundings. Like, you feel me? I crash out for any nigga in this room, pretty much. Like, literally.
Shut up.
Feel me? It'd be like that. Like, I'm not about to just go crash out with no stupid shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
But it's like, at the end of the day, like, I got these niggas back like I got mine. Type shit. That's how I play it. Like, loyalty play a big part of my life, for real.
Respect
got
that. Respect
loyalty that. Over love, sure.
Is it this one?
What?
This
No. I mean, you can ask that if you want. Go ahead.
Gun to your head.
What you mean?
You have a gun to your head, a lyric to every lyric to a song. What are you doing? It can't be one of yours.
Overdose by Youngboy.
Okay. You doing it? You living?
Hell yeah.
All right, for sure. Some people are like, bro, shoot me.
It's crazy to not have that one song.
Bro, like, Don't
know,
Stop
bro.
Believing by
bro,
Journey.
I got so many songs I know by heart. Yeah. You bitches just like,
you seen her in a smoking room.
Overdose by Youngboy for sure.
Yeah.
That was my shit.
What would you say your favorite album is with no skips? You can only listen to one album the rest of your life, start to finish.
Just talking about that shit. Rallo, Ben One.
Okay.
Man.
That bitch ain't got no skips.
Literally.
That bitch ain't got no skips.
Whole summer.
Whole summer we was playing.
Whole summer.
It's more, but that was one of the most recent ones, I ain't gonna lie.
Dog, that's so crazy because you say, damn, we were just talking about that. And then the last person's like, damn, no one's ever asked me
before. Nice, bro. We
I think it was
about,
it might have been
I'm
spooky.
I'm telling you, bro, we be having some crazy-ass conversations.
Yeah, for real.
Or just even just think about some shit and bring it up. Like, it could be anything, bro. Anything.
This is one of our final questions. Where do you see yourself 10 years from now? Or where are you striving?
Bro, we'll be 33.
Shit.
He'll be only 28.
Yeah,
we're old. We'll be old in 10 years. That's what I'm saying.
Where are you striving to be in 10 years from now?
Rich, for real. You feel me?
Wealthy type shit.
I want a family. Feel me? Married. Couple of course. Right. Couple kids.
Couple kids.
I don't want. I say this to myself. I don't want no more than 4 kids. But then again, I say you never know until you actually got one.
Do you know what?
I don't know if I'd want 4
genders.
Two to four.
In case I don't want to offend anybody out there. Third.
What genders would you like your child
to choose? Like, is that what you say? I don't think that's the right thing to say now. I don't know. I'm worried. Like, we might be done, man.
No.
That might be it. We might have to just pack it up now.
Wait.
It's been fun.
You said this is a good episode.
We made it through three seasons. This is the season finale. So
I just got us canceled. I'm sorry.
Oh man.
No, I said it, bro.
But like, but that, like, that's the
I ain't even gonna hold you. I ain't even hear the question for real. I swear to God, I ain't hear the question for real. Like, I heard
so, like,
you, but
would
I hear
you,
you
like?
You want boys or girls?
Yeah, but like,
I want both. But is you saying? Is you acting like that?
Like how there's others?
Yeah.
What's the best?
He talking about other
like back in the day before there was like a bunch of squares.
Right,
to fill
right,
out, there was
right.
Only three.
Look, you don't even got it. You don't need.
There was male, there was female, and there was other.
Right,
and those were the people. Okay, cool. You know, so how does that? I don't. I guess
and that's why
be fucked.
And you feel me? And with a lot of that shit, it's.
I'm looking at them.
A lot of people.
At me like this.
I ain't gonna lie. A lot of people.
I see them off.
I ain't gonna lie. Look, a lot of people go that way just because of the way they just. You feel me?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
It could be no pops. All that shit.
Yeah.
So, I think about it. As long as you in your kid ear at all times, that shit gonna go your way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No matter, even if, like, say if it was to happen. I still gave birth to you. I can't. You feel me?
Yeah.
But it's like.
So your child.
They going to bump their head. Everybody got to bump their head when it's something that's not. You feel me?
No, for
when
real.
They doing something that's not right.
Yeah.
I done bumped my head. I got brothers that be doing crazy shit. And like, he going to bump his head. And my brother was just telling me, like, don't say that about certain people. But it's like, when you know, you know. Like,
I get you. Yeah.
Like,
that's
with
a good
that
way
shit,
of putting it.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't even say bump his head, though. Like. I wouldn't even. I feel like I wouldn't let it get that far.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always like, say I have a son. You feel me? If I have a son, I'm always being like, get you a girl, man. I'm gonna have a talk with him. Of course, I'm gonna make sure I had a talk with him before any of that shit even.
You got any crushes?
Playing
girls
in
at
action,
school,
right?
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah,
like, you like somebody at school,
yeah.
Like the ride back to home and shit like that. You feel me? Like little shit like
real.
That. Like all that little shit count. For real.
Yeah.
It's all build up because I can name a thousand little things that played a part in my life that just made me who I am today. For real.
Yeah. You look back on it like, damn, this is what.
Right.
It got me like this,
or whatever. Like, it be like that for sure.
I feel you. Well, nah, I think that's a wrap. That was a good way to wrap that up.
That's how we're ending this? All right, that's great.
That's
well, the
crazy.
Only thing that's the only thing that's beneficial is that if we do get canceled off this, that means people watch the whole podcast. That means they watch it to
that's
the
true.
Very end. For
that's
real.
True.
So if we don't, we'll be like, damn. Like, well, we didn't see for no do, backlash. We're not making it.
I do want to thank you for coming on, bro.
For real.
This was a good one.
Yeah, it was the last
damn.
One.
I'm excited to see where this music shit takes you because you got talent.
For real.
Keep listening. Go tune in. All the links will be in the description for him. Go
for real.
Stream, follow
him. Yes, sir.
This was fun.
Stream Zudik. Go stream Young Turnt niggas.
Be on
go
the lookout
stream.
For a
yeah.
project.
Stream every
Young Turnt.
Be on the lookout
we got some
crazy.
I ain't gonna lie. And it, like, before we even... And this shit, like, this nigga don't even rap, and we got
no,
him in the studio
real.
To make some
go.
Shit. And
part-time
that shit
rapper.
Hard. I showed people, and they like,
part-time
he got the perfect voice for that shit.
Part-time rapper.
I'm gonna have to listen to it after this when he's
no, for
off
you,
this.
You can get it for sure.
All right, bet.
Ew.
Well, yeah, like I said, like, comment, subscribe, go
fuck
follow,
yeah,
go
hey,
follow
tap
Two-Face, in. Go stream his music. Links will be in the description, and we'll see you guys on Sunday.
No cap. Tap
we'll
in,
see
tap
you guys
in.
Next season.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you guys next season. We will.